Good morning and welcome to South Shore Senior News Radio on WATD, the program to help active boomers and seniors age successfully and enjoy themselves while doing it. Each week we're brought to you through the generous sponsorship of our partners. The first part of our show is brought to you by the Elder Law Office of Attorney Judith M. Flynn, a member of the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys. Attorney Flynn is devoted solely to elder and disability law and estate planning. Located in Rockland, Judy works with elders and their families to protect their hard-earned assets and ensure quality care. Call her today to schedule your legal checkup at 781-681-6638 or visit her firm's website at thelegalcheckup.com. That's thelegalcheckup.com. Now, here's your host, Greg Farrell.
Good morning and welcome. And how appropriate, you know, Judy, your ad's leading into you appearing with us for the Legal Checkup segment.
Good morning,
September.
Greg. Yep, absolutely. Well, glad to be back.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and I'm going to have you do it first because I always get it wrong, and you have to correct me, and
it's always
embarrassing.
No, I'm an elder law attorney. I've got my primary offices in Rockland. I've got a satellite office in Mansfield by appointment only. Just do elder law, disability services, estate planning.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I focus on.
And you're a member of National Association?
National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys. I'm on the board of directors. President of the Massachusetts Guardianship Association.
So you're pretty busy.
Pretty busy.
And, you know, I think that's what makes a lot of your columns very interesting, because you wrap those real-life stories around some of the changes in legislation and laws and
mm-hmm.
and I think most of the time the laws exist and people aren't aware of them.
That's what this month's column is about and what we'll chat about today.
Right, yeah. Yeah, so let's go right into it. In September, you're going to talk about the rights of individuals in a nursing home. And one of the more interesting things that I never thought of is when they check in. Just like, you know.
Right. Well, there's a huge stack of documents called an admissions contract and a bunch of other things. And it's typically a very overwhelming time.
Right.
Family is just told, come on in, sign the papers, and they do. For some reason, they just rely on the folks at the nursing home and do what they're told when they need to understand they have to protect their own rights. The nursing home's position may be a little different. They have to make sure they're protecting themselves. So they need their own representation in this situation.
That's very interesting, because I think probably when a lot of people go in, they're just assuming that everything is for their benefit because they're in a care facility and, they're talking to really nice people. But
and they are. And
right.
We're all on the same team. And, and that's true to a certain point. But these are legally binding contracts, and there's huge amounts of money at stake.
Right.
And rights at stake, that if you sign the wrong thing, you're waiving those rights before you're in the door.
So what's your suggestion then? I mean, if you get there and you're presented with all these documents when you get there and you have to address them immediately,
you can say, I need to present these to my attorney for review.
So what happens if you do that? What's the reaction? Can you still
absolutely,
enter?
Absolutely.
Be admitted.
Yes, and I've not run into a situation where folks weren't admitted and allowed a couple of days to have their attorney review the contract. If that was the case, it can be reviewed quickly. You're talking about maybe an hour of review.
Okay.
And
they're usually pretty standard contracts, and we'll go through the discussion this morning, we'll kind of talk about some of the particulars people should be
mm-hmm.
watching out for. But
right.
Are they all pretty standard? Or?
They're pretty standard, and there are certain things by law they've got to give you a list of your rights and several other things, but there are certain provisions that are slipped in now and then that you cannot be forced to agree to.
Right.
But if you agree to it, you're going to be held to it by a court of law. So you want to be, you have the right to say, no, I don't want to sign this provision or that provision. Problem is, people don't come to an attorney first.
Right.
So they just sign everything they're told to sign.
You know, I wonder if that is starting to change now, especially in the elder law area, because, we talk about it, you write about it, in the paper every other month or so. You hear all the ads. Are people starting to plan better, hopefully?
They're planning better, but in terms of these nursing home agreements, I'm seeing more rather than less of folks coming in after the fact to say, we're faced with this problem because we signed this agreement this particular way. We didn't realize what this provision meant. They're being penny wise and pound foolish by not retaining an attorney for an hour to review these things and make sure they're not signing things that could result in thousands and thousands of dollars later.
Right. All right. Well, so let's start right there. if they come to you beforehand, what is...
Let's back that up. Let me tell you...
Wait a minute. I just want to ask one question. It's like, so they come in, and they say they want the standard package, you know, the healthcare proxy, the wills, you know, whatever that elder law estate planning encompasses, the important mm-hmm. documents, the main ones. The one you're talking about, nursing home... rights protection, is that a document you present at a meeting like that?
No, absolutely not. This is a specific situation. So we're talking about advanced planning, sometimes crisis planning when you're doing wills, powers of attorney, healthcare proxies, trusts, whatever. The admission contract comes up when somebody needs nursing home care and they're being admitted and the family says, you know, here's the list of places, let us know where you want your loved one discharged to by tomorrow.
Right.
You know, so everything's rush. It's overwhelming. They want a certain facility, and they're told, we've got a bed, but you've got to sign all this stuff.
All right, we have to go to break. But so I think one of the things you're suggesting then is they put together a list of, or at least they build a knowledge of what those rights are, because there's really no document they can fill out beforehand. It doesn't sound
No. They're going to be handed a specific
document. Okay. All right, we'll talk about it when we come back from break.
Step into the future with Braintree Rehabilitation Hospital. Robotics and functional electrical stimulation are now being used for rehabilitation with patients who have experienced a stroke, brain injury, spinal cord injury, multiple sclerosis, or other neurologic disorder. Call us today, 781-348-2107, and find out how the cutting-edge rehab technology at Braintree Rehab may benefit you. That's 781-348-2107, and take the step that may change your life.
Norwell VNA and Hospice is the only independent, non-profit home care agency serving the South Shore. A leader since 1920, NVNA and Hospice offers Medicare-certified home care, hospice, and private care services to over 25 South Shore communities, from Milton to Plymouth. From nursing care and rehab therapies to private duty homemaking, companionship, and personal care, NVNA and Hospice is committed to providing quality care where it matters most, at home. Visit nvna.org.
All right, we're back. We're talking to elder law attorney Judith M. Flynn with offices in Rockland and Mansfield. We're talking about nursing home rights, mm-hmm. and it's quite interesting because a lot of the work you do up front for people, you're able to lay out a plan pretty well and, you know, put the documents in place, but this is a bit different.
Yeah, and everything we do is geared towards let's plan so that you never need a nursing home.
Right.
But unfortunately, that happens sometimes. Mm-hmm. So just to let I want folks to know that they are protected under federal and state law, and I won't bore you with too much detail here, but it's important to understand that there's something known as OBRA 87. That's the short name for the federal law, and that provides... this law promotes individualized care for nursing home residents and protects their rights. And folks in Massachusetts who are in a nursing home have even stronger rights under the consumer protection laws that the Attorney General put in place back around 94. And that law, if there's any violation of OBRA, the nursing home laws, that's a per se violation of the Consumer Protection Statute, and folks can seek not just damages, but multiple damages and attorney's fees and costs. So there is a law to rely on here, but people aren't aware of it.
All right. So let's take a look at some of those rights that you're talking about. I think that's that'll be interesting.
So there are a few I want to highlight that are very common. First of all, nursing homes are specifically prohibited from requiring a third party to guarantee payment for the resident's care. But very often, folks will sign this not understanding they have the option of saying no. So you might be bringing your mom to help her get admitted to the facility.
Right.
You know, and you're her power of attorney. And so you, however the circumstances play out, end up signing as the responsible party. You're thinking, you know, I'm taking care of her bills, I'm the responsible party. But that has a very different meaning in these contracts. And you are taking on a higher burden if you accept responsibility personally. So first of all, that's just, let me give one thing. If somebody's signing as a power of attorney, always, always, always sign your name as a DPOA, durable power of attorney, and not individually. So you don't just sign individually thinking, yeah, I'm her power of attorney. You make that clear anytime you sign.
Well, interesting.
And that's very important.
Yeah. That seems odd that when you sign into a hospital or something like that, you don't have to sign anything that says, you know, you're going to guarantee payment of these costs, do you?
That's a little different. The hospital care.
Well, I know, but I'm just wondering if it's a, you know, this seems like it's kind of an odd provision that the nursing home is asking people to sign.
Well, they can't, again, they can't force you, but folks, because they're not having these things reviewed, they're
right.
just relying on, okay, we need to sign all these papers, they just sign them. So you just have to be aware. It's something to be aware of, and if you're acting as a fiduciary, like a power of attorney, you sign that way.
And you should know how to sign that way, whether it's a special, is it a special line on the document, or is it
the
way
you
sign it?
No, it's the same place you would sign, but so if you were agent for your mom, it would be Greg Perrell, DPOA, as DPOA, and not individually. You're making it clear it's in that capacity.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's really important, and it comes up frequently.
Hmm.
Another thing that's really important and very common, I see it all the time, folks waive their rights, and they don't intend to. That there's something called arbitration. You agree to arbitrate any disputes. Now, you haven't even entered the facility, and you're waiving your rights. So if there was a dispute about the care that was provided or anything else, you can't go to court and sue. You've agreed to go to arbitration. They cannot force you to sign that, but most folks don't know enough to say, wait a minute, what's this?
No, I wouldn't.
I don't have to sign that.
Hmm.
And the Supreme Judicial Court in Massachusetts has upheld that provision. If you sign it, you will be held to it. They don't care if you didn't have it reviewed, didn't understand it, didn't read it.
Right.
You're held to it.
Right. All right. We're going to come back. We'll talk about this a little bit more. This is fascinating stuff, so stay tuned.
Call the Elder Law Office of Judith M. Flynn to schedule a legal checkup. Judy's practice is devoted solely to elder and disability law and estate planning. She'll do a thorough assessment of your personal situation and develop a comprehensive plan that addresses all of your elder law needs. Don't lose your hard-earned assets to the cost of long-term care. Take greater control of your future. Schedule a legal checkup today. Call Elder Law Attorney Judy Flynn at 781-740-2288.
The second half of our show is brought to you by Braintree Rehabilitation Hospital. For 35 years, Braintree Rehabilitation Hospital has been a leader of rehabilitation. The options for rehabilitation can be confusing. Braintree Rehabilitation Hospital offers a higher intensity of therapy, the most innovative and advanced technology, and a specialized staff of physicians, nurses, and therapists dedicated to your care. Recent recipient of the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for Stroke Care, Braintree Rehabilitation Hospital provides quality rehabilitation services right here on the South Shore. Call 781-348-2500 to find out more. That's 781-348-2500. Now, back to the host of South Shore Senior News Radio. Here's Greg Perrell.
All right, welcome back. We're talking to elder law attorney Judith M. Flynn, headquartered over there in Rockland with an office in Mansfield, and a regular monthly contributor to South Shore. Not regular monthly, but every once in a while.
Monthly, bi-monthly.
It's always excellent stuff, and that's why I'm looking forward to the September column. I was just telling you off-air, because I need it before I sign my mother into the nursing home to make sure I'm not doing it. It's in New Hampshire.
But out of state, so you need to see somebody there.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
All right, so go ahead. Take us through this a little bit more, because this is kind of interesting that people should really be aware of these things before they sign them.
Yeah, there's so many. I'm just trying to highlight the ones that are most common. Another one is, you know, nursing homes under the law, they're not permitted to discriminate based on source of payment. So your private pay, the woman next to you is Medicaid, there shouldn't be any different treatment. But the reality is there is.
Like what?
Well, for example, and I've encountered this myself on behalf of clients,
right.
Some facilities have even asked for a guarantee of, say, 6 months private pay before they'll give the bed. You know, it's not right. And
what if someone says no to that?
They may not get the bed, and they won't be told it's because they won't guarantee 6 months private payment, but that's the reality. And I know that because they had a bed 5 minutes ago, but we refused that guarantee.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Interesting.
It's happened. It's happened.
So
frequently.
What happens in a case like that? Do you have to take them to court? Or?
No. I don't want to go into too much detail what happens, but they get the bed, and there's nothing that can be done after the fact if 6 months private pay doesn't come, because they had no right demanding that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's a big ticket.
It is.
Six months.
You know what? But let me elaborate on that. It's there's different approaches to elder law, and I think facilities need to be paid, and it's not all about shielding everything from the nursing home. There's a balance, you know, and you do some private pay, and you protect some for your ongoing care. But the bottom line is, under the law, they can't demand a certain amount of private pay.
Hmm. All right.
So, and you have to know. You have to know what your rights are and what you can and cannot do and what they can and cannot do when you're seeking that bed.
Hmm. Yeah, I couldn't even imagine that. All right. What else?
Pretty common, though, Greg.
Interesting.
This is another big one. When folks are in rehab, you know, they have so many Medicare days that are covered when you go straight from the hospital, a three-night stay.
And how many are those, Judy?
It's up to 100.
Yep.
Folks, you know, typically aren't getting the 100. It's up to 100. You have to be... The typical understanding is that you have to be making progress, but that's actually not correct. The resident must need, under the law, skilled nursing services or skilled rehabilitation services. And very often a notice of termination of Medicare benefit is issued because the person is not, the families are told they're not making progress, they've reached a plateau. The reality is, and folks just don't know this and don't fight it, you can appeal when you get this termination, is that if the resident needs ongoing therapy to maintain the level they're at and not decline in their ADLs or activities of daily living, then they're entitled to ongoing therapy.
Well, that's a good way, to keep it up.
Yeah, but folks just accept that, okay, they've plateaued, they're not making any more progress, and so we're out of luck.
Interesting.
So, but you need to push on. You need to appeal, and know what the law actually provides. So, if they need that their ongoing therapy to maintain the level they're at, they're entitled to it.
It's good to know. I'm surprised by that, just because I would think it would behoove the skilled nursing facility to say someone's plateaued and not want to continue the services. I just find that surprising, you know. I wonder, as you were saying that, I wonder if it's part of this. Well, we're going to see a lot more of that now with the way the healthcare legislation went through that. You know, you five visits. You know, if you're at the end of that fifth visit, if you're better, the doctor gets paid. If you're not, there's a reduced payment. It's still being fleshed out. But
I will tell you, the biggest thing with the healthcare reform is that there's a greater emphasis on keeping people in the community, and that's a benefit that I think we're going to see.
That's a good thing.
That's incredible. Yeah. I mean, I hope it actually
happens. I think it has to, especially with the aging demographic, because, you know, you're talking about unavailability of beds today. Well, think about it when you have this greater pool of potential bed residents. You know, it's
mm-hmm. And yeah. A lot of these decisions we're talking about with discharges and transfers and all that, it's based on payment and not clinical criteria. That's the emphasis so much in our system is on payment.
That's fascinating. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap this discussion up because it's kind of interesting.
Do you think your driving skills are not what they should be? Let Braintree Rehabilitation Hospital help you decide. We can assess your driving skills and focus on your safety. Our two-part driving evaluation program has been developed to provide assessment of individuals with a variety of disabilities. Braintree Rehab is always here to help you reach your full potential and independence. For additional information or to schedule an appointment, call 781-348-4017. That's 781-348-4017.
When a person receives a diagnosis of Alzheimer's, the whole family needs care. Still Me coaches focus on caring for your family in the comfort of your home. A Still Me coach teaches you ways to simplify caregiving, how to relate in a new way, respecting the dignity your family member deserves. Call Still Me, the leader in Alzheimer coaching, at 617-328-3440 or log on to www.stilmee.com to meet your personal Still Me coach.
All right, Judy, we're back for the final segment here, and we're talking about the rights of individuals as they go into a nursing home. And you've gone over some really interesting things, and I think right before we went to break there, you raised a really interesting point that a lot of these decisions are based on financial components of the decision and not so much clinical needs.
Yep, that's right. You know, unfortunately, that's the way the system's structured right now, the Medicare reimbursement. And
right.
It's wrong emphasis. But there's one more I want to be sure we highlight that's very important. This happens all the time. There's something that's known as dumping, and this is when a facility,
right.
if a patient or a resident is a little bit of a behavioral issue and tough to manage, sometimes folks with Alzheimer's or other things, they've got a behavioral side, and it's easier to just send them out for a, quote, psychological evaluation. And then what we find is they refuse to readmit them. And that's not allowed. It's against the law, and that triggers your right to appeal that decision. You know, folks, again, just sort of accept, oh, they won't take them back. We need to find someplace else. And no, they don't. They can appeal that. That's against the law.
Right.
So very common, because these behavioral issues, this, you know, it's a huge growing issue with the dementias increasing and all that.
I can see that. And I know that it can be disruptive. I wonder if there's a way to address that. You know, I mean, have you started to see more skilled care centers geared towards people with more of a behavioral issue? Are we starting to see that a little bit? I think Cedar Hill just opened this thing. It was called a secured dementia skilled nursing center as part of their rehab center. Are you seeing a lot more of that? Or
I'm seeing an emphasis on treating folks with dementias. I don't know that I've seen it focused on the behavioral side of it. But I guess it goes hand in hand. If that's common to the dementias, you're going to have more of those issues.
Right. Oh, yeah, well, that's a sidetrack. I'm sorry. Go ahead and...
The biggest lesson here is folks really need to have these contracts reviewed ahead of time. You're not going to lose the bed. They understand if you say, we just need to have an attorney review them. That can be done in an hour.
See, I think that part is, I think that's the best part of this morning's show, is just that message that, you know, if you go to a skilled care facility, you're trying for admission or going through the paperwork and you're confused by the documents, you don't have to sign them, and you can take them to an elder law attorney for review.
Absolutely. And they're not going to deny you that. I mean, they're not looking to put you in a tough position. They're protecting their rights. And they understand you have to protect yours. The problem is folks don't know enough to say, I need to take some time to review this with an attorney.
Right. And there are federal and state laws that protect those rights.
Right. And they've got some teeth to them. This attorney protection statute has got teeth to it. So folks need to be aware. There are also issues of transferring even within a facility, not out of the facility.
Yep.
You can't be transferred to a different room. You have the right to object to that, unless it's for your own health and safety. You know, they classify some beds as Medicare beds, others not. And if they try to say, we're going to move your loved one, they're not on Medicare anymore, we've got to move them to the Medicaid side, that's nonsense. Unless it's because they need to be moved to a different room for a safety reason.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if their situation is such that they need to be right near the nurse's station, that's justified as opposed to just a Medicare, Medicaid. In Massachusetts, the facility is certified for Medicare,
right?
Not a certain bed. So that doesn't make sense. They can't.
Should those beds be equal in, I don't know, quality of the furnishings as well as the treatment?
I think they are. I'm not sure why there's certain labels as Medicare beds and
right.
not, but
it's interesting.
But it happens all the time.
Well, I think like with many things, as we age here, you know, this whole planning and understanding of the laws that are out there to protect people is critical. And I think that's why folks like yourself, elder law attorneys, are such a valuable asset in this whole aging process, you know?
Yeah. Well, and this is why this is this month's column, you know?
Yeah.
When I see some things going on, I say, all right, this needs to be brought out, you know, at this point.
Yeah.
And I've seen several cases just in the past few weeks.
And it's funny. I think that's why your columns work so well, because they're so contemporary with what's going on. All right. So hang on. We'll come back, and then you can give all your contact information so people can contact you.
Okay.
The Elder Law Office of Judith M. Flynn is devoted solely to elder and disability law and estate planning. If you've been thinking about getting a legal checkup, don't delay any longer. Don't wait for a crisis. Attorney Flynn will do a thorough assessment of your personal situation and develop a comprehensive plan that addresses all of your elder law needs. Don't lose your hard-earned assets to the cost of long-term care. Call Elder Law Attorney Judy Flynn at 781-740-2288.
If somebody tells you we're moving, suggest a call to We're Moving. Complete move management from beginning to end. If you are moving your parents, or if they are downsizing to age in place, We're Moving can help you plan and execute all the details of the move. Call We're Moving at 781-878-2631 or visit weremoving.com. That's W-E-I-R, weremoving.com.
All right, Judy, we're back. I think this has been a very interesting and enlightening discussion, especially for me. Like I was saying, as you know, when my mother wants to go now to a nursing home, and it's good to be aware of this, even though it is in New Hampshire. So maybe
right.
some of these laws will apply. I'll check.
I can refer you to a colleague there.
Excellent. All right. You said you had a couple of events coming up. We have a couple of minutes.
Yeah, the Massachusetts Guardianship Association, I've mentioned before, we're trying to be a resource for family guardians. They're often left not knowing what their duties are, don't know where to turn. So we're starting to develop programs that hopefully will be of help to these folks.
Okay.
The MGA is hosting a dinner on September 14th. It will be in Newton at the Falls at Cordingley Dam. It's an assisted living facility that has agreed to host it.
Nice.
The Metro West Shine Coordinator will do a presentation on all things medical benefits, anything you need to know. They do have to pre-register. They can call my office, 781-681-6638. And unfortunately, we need to know by like this coming Wednesday. If anybody wants to attend, they need to call my office by then.
Oh, that's good. Well, it gives them a couple of days. Yep.
Yeah, full dinner will be served, and it will be very informative. And they can learn more about the MGA and what membership might offer.
Okay.
Do we have time for one more?
One more.
Okay, the 6th Annual Guardianship Law Conference, I'm the chair. The MGA is co-sponsoring that with Suffolk Law School. That is going to be November 16th from 9 to 4:30. It's for family guardians may be interested in that as well, but it's the folks out there like care managers, discharge planners, social workers, folks that come across situations with clients, you know, do they have capacity to do a new healthcare proxy? Or do we need a guardianship? And
okay.
You know, so
sounds good. And how
again, call my office.
All right, what's the number again?
781-681-6638.
All right, Judy. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Always very interesting. Yes. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Greg.
We'll be right back.